This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. A diplomatic development today for Iraq. It restored diplomatic relations with its neighbor, Syria. The two countries severed those relations 24 years ago. Better relations between the two might help with the unrelenting violence in Iraq.
We're joined from Baghdad by one of the key players in the talks between Iraq and Syria. That's Iraq's Foreign Minister, Hoshyar Zebari. Mr. Zebari, welcome to Day to Day.
You're most welcome.
What can you tell us about this development? Can Syria really be a true partner for helping to quell the violence in Iraq?
Well, we hope that Syria would be a partner, will cooperate with the Iraqi government on the security issue, that it will live up to its commitment and the responsibilities that it shoulders under numerous resolutions to help and assist stabilize Iraq. This was the first visit by a senior Syrian official to Baghdad over the last 3 years. This visit has been worked out very closely by the Iraqi government and the Syrian government for several months of negotiation, of contacts, until it has happened.
Mr. Zebari, you say you've been talking to the Syrians for months. Did you tell the U.S. government about this? Because this government opposes talks with Syria.
No, this was an Iraqi government decision, in fact. We have been talking with Iran, another of our neighbors, with Syria, with Turkey, and with Saudi Arabia. That's why this is an Iraqi business, basically. And we have been praising our friends from the American embassy also about those ongoing discussions.
The U.S. military said as recently as yesterday that up to 100 foreign fighters cross the Syrian border into Iraq every month. Do you agree with that figure? And did you ask the Syrians to stop this? And what did they say?
Well, this is not new news, in fact. It's been going on for quite some time. And yes, indeed, we have confronted the Syrian with all the intelligence, with all the information that my government or our security organization has at their disposal to help and assist and be positive. But we were not expecting to resolve all the difficulties in our relations through one visit. This is a process. It needs to be followed up through some technical teams, through serious discussions, so concerted effort by both governments in order to engage Syria constructively. There hasn't been any lack of willingness or desire by my government to reach out to Syria and to others to engage and help stabilize the situation.
Mr. Zebari, Iraq's president, your president, Jalal Talabani, is going to Iran this coming weekend for meetings with top officials there. Is that correct?
In fact, President Talabani is responding to an outstanding invitation by the Iranian government. It has been postponed several times, but it will take place soon. This would be a bilateral visit. There would be meeting with the key Iranian leaders to discuss the same issues that we have discussed with the Syrian visiting delegation.
So you'll be talking with the Iranians about what?
Well, about everything, about their role, about the security issues, about their influence, about their assistance to the government, that this government needs to be stabilized, to stand on its feet, to be able to control violence, sectarian violence, terrorism, because the spillover is imminent if Iraq were to fail.
Iraq's Foreign Minister, Hoshyar Zebari. Mr. Zebari, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
You're welcome.